Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff right here on your local radio station, such as KBRK, 1430 AM in Brookings, South Dakota. If you're looking for information about breeding, markets, agriculture, ever wish you had a single source for all that? Well, you do. It's Tri-State Livestock News, all that and more, every Saturday. No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And Merry Christmas, everybody, from Lemon Livestock, with the regular sale every Wednesday and Saturday. Merry Christmas from Paul Huffman and the entire staff. Also from Advanced Aluminum Structures in Sturgis, Randy Tinnell, his family, and staff send out holiday greetings. And Rick and Lynn's Shippey in Winter, South Dakota, buying, selling, or auctioning land. It's Shippey Realty. Merry Christmas.
You ever wonder what kids wish for Christmas, what some of the most popular things are?
Well, yeah.
I have a list for you today.
Well, there you go.
One of the things that they wish for, a little brother or sister. Year after year, one of the most popular kids' Christmas requests is for a younger sibling.
Really?
Until they get them, and then they're like, yeah. Okay, take
okay,
it back.
Okay, return it back.
Okay. A mermaid puppy.
A mermaid puppy?
Yes.
What would
be better? Yeah, what would be better than a mermaid or a puppy than a combination of the two?
Yes.
Of course, numerous kids do ask for puppies and kittens as well. A real live unicorn.
Ooh, I like it.
Asking for a unicorn takes the classic request for a pony to a whole new level.
It does.
A goat car, okay?
A goat car?
A goat car.
Not a goat cart.
It might not be clear exactly what a goat cart is, but aren't you curious about the concept of where a goat cart came from? How about a gumball machine? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A common thread among children's Christmas wishes is asking for something that you might not normally have in your home. No, probably not.
I remember we got a gumball machine.
Did you really get it?
Yeah, we did.
I had one of those that you ran on the floor, the popper things with the gumball things in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing I found out, though, once you got rid of all the gum that Santa gave you, no one else got you gum.
Presents for parents. Kids often understand that parents work hard and don't always get the presents they deserve for Christmas.
Oh.
Pretty perceptive.
Yes.
A cure for cancer.
Yep.
Wishing for a cure for cancer is a shared holiday request among kids and adults alike. And one other thing that kids ask for Christmas, hugs and kisses for relatives in heaven. When you're missing a loved one during the holidays, sending a hug or kiss would make all the difference. So I just thought that was interesting. These are some of the things that kids wish for when they're on Santa's lap.
Well, I like it.
Okay. What do you got today?
Some are funny and some are poignant, so thank you for that. I have the Valentine Police Report.
Uh-oh.
We've got the latest and the greatest.
I'm not in it, am I?
Oh, well, I'll check. You be paying attention here. Okay, so they had an alarm go off. An all-thumbed employee set off the alarm. The incident probably took them out of the running for Graceful Employee of the Month Award.
Okay.
What a bummer there. They had an animal complaint. A dog at large was super polite and playful. If you are going to have a dog running amok, could you trim their toenails and teach them to not jump, please? Their nails plus a high level of enthusiasm were a bit painful on the legs.
Oh, well, yeah, got to take care of them. Pedicure.
Yeah, there you go. A little planning ahead if your animal's going to be at large. They also had a complaint. There was a complaint of theft of some laundry.
Uh-oh.
I know. They were able to identify the culprits. That was a load off their minds, but they made a clean getaway.
Ooh, the puns just never stop.
That's right. A little bit of criminal mischief going on in Valentine. You know the scene in Dumb and Dumber where Lloyd and Harry go on the mini bike adventure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, officers witnessed a similar incident with the bike being used as a getaway vehicle. Looked almost exactly like it did on TV.
Didn't work out that well, huh?
Yeah, no, I guess not. And one more here. Drug violation. When you choose a life of crime, we suggest that you avoid making your employees angry at you. They had lots to say about your contributions to society. So these are real actual police report found in the Midland newspaper in Valentine, Nebraska. Dana Miller and crew are out there protecting everyone and keeping us informed.
All right. Thanks for sharing those with us, Kim. And thank you, everyone, for sending things into The Good Stuff. Please include the name of the author if you know who it is so we can give credit where credit is due. And stay tuned for another edition of The Good Stuff.